Hey guys, it's Heather. Just half of the Rigid Roosters this week. I mentioned on Facebook and Instagram that we would be having a special mini episode. Cody just got home from North Dakota last night. We're going to sit down pretty soon and record a couple here at a time so that we can start actually delivering on the new episodes every Friday. So bear with us while we do that. We're also going to start looking at things to make it maybe a little bit easier on us when we are long distance, if we don't have extra recordings. My tongue is thick, and you know what that means? I have had an edible. So this is what that is. Cody's home. We're going to sit down. We'll get y'all taken care of. We've got lots of fun things that we've actually had users or listeners saying, hey, what about this? Or, hey, are you going to do it where you get like jerk-offs that won't take no for an answer and stuff like that? So we're going to start coming at you with more stuff. And it's going to start being a lot lighter, hopefully. Quick check-in for me. I've had some, I don't know, light bulb moments, I guess. Like I am better. I know I always knew I would be better eventually, but I'm in the eventually part. Now it's like moments, passing moments of sad or finding something that is here that does not belong here anymore. But it doesn't like punch me in the gut and make me feel like the day's over or ruined. I've, you know, just done some talking and some journaling, and I wrote a letter as kind of a final forever goodbye. And more than that, a close to that chapter in my life. I feel like with how everything went down, I was not afforded a lot of consideration, considering the lengths at which we had entwined all of our families. You guys also remember from one of the episodes that I sat on a porch for a really long time, and you couldn't face me then. So I have one last episode to give you the letter that I wrote. It will be up this Friday after this podcast. There are a handful of some of my girly pops that have other things that need to be burned so that we can move on. Because in lots of different areas, we are ready to manifest the good that's coming in 2025. And I'm glad you're bearing with me as I freestyle this without Cody being here to like be the fun guy to keep me on the same track. But I want to say really quickly thank you to the village of mine that kept me going for so long, that was here in ways that they went above and beyond for, especially when Cody was still out of town. Even kind words, the checking up, there are so many of you that I didn't even realize were people I had in my corner, like right, like those people you can call. I'm so thankful for so many of your friendships, so many of our family. I just wanted to say thanks and a big shout out to Cody, who has been dealing with his own pain in how that situationship was finalized as well. I don't know if writing a letter will work for him, but we are working on finding things to be done. We are ready to move on. We are ready to heal. And we are now at peace in a place that I think, will allow it. So without further ado, I'm going to read my letter and just remind you guys that I am okay. It took my village and admitting I needed some help with depression medicine for a little while, which I'm still on. Low dose, but mental health, guys. Gosh, it can wreck so many things if you are not taking care of yourself. And that's my soft push for if you're on the fence about seeking help, or if you feel like your problems aren't big enough to be on medicine like that. Everybody's problems are different, and everybody's situations are different. So what might be something small to somebody else could be a mountain to another. For those that think they're not sad or depressed or whatever enough, if you feel empty or numb or like an elephant sits on your chest for large parts of your days, regardless of having your life be so good in every other way, except for this one that you're just stuck on. So, I guess, shout out to my therapist for recognizing that I need some help for a little bit. And again, to my village and to Cody, I couldn't have done it without his support and continued support. And so here we go. Let's get started. I promise to try and not cry. To try. Okay. I have been holding space for you in my head and even in pieces of my heart, a heart that you shattered. I never stopped, even as new heartbreaking revelations about you came through and keep coming. I never stopped thinking, he's got it. He's going to work. He's doing the work to come home. Past coworkers have reached out, exes, even some of your so-called friends, each one delivering a new blow, a new devastating blow. You were not the person you pretended to be. And I don't think you understand how heartbreaking it is to know that a person that was so loved and so cherished isn't even real. You had somebody important in your life. You would smile and shake your head and tell me how much I reminded you of this person. I cherished that. I held that in a high regard because it meant something to you, so it meant extra something to me. To find out that those words weren't solely mine, that they weren't just for me. Nothing you said or did was ever genuine. Nothing. That day on the porch, I only wanted you to look into my eyes and acknowledge the pain that you had caused. Every trust in you, broken. Why it mattered to see you eye to eye, I still can't fully explain, because I don't know why myself. But instead of you facing me, you hid. After all the talks of communication and compromise and everything we had done for the last 2+ years. Just completely out the door. Trying to rewrite the story. you are painting both me and Cody as bad people who weren't, unquote, quote unquote, who weren't who you thought we were. Saying that we kicked you out without a second thought, that we did not offer help with the move, and not only that, still paid a few bills because you were short on cash. I am not upset about my kindness. I am upset that it was taken for granted. You know the truth of what you've done, what you've wrecked, and what you did to yourself. We gave you another chance. You had everything, even nearly me again, right there, back in your hands. The only thing that was staying different would be your address. And yet you still did what you did. You gave me a key so I would always have access to you. None of it makes sense. Why would you go those extra efforts to live so close? Make sure we had a key. Why would you waste your time doing all that if you were just going to leave? I know it will never make sense. I take comfort in knowing that my therapist reminding me every week that it's because I wouldn't do that to other people. I try to take comfort in that. I wish I could say, I hope you the best. That all of your dreams come true. That you find whatever happiness your life is missing. But I can't. Not now. Not after everything I've heard or learned. I have finally broken my own damn heart to accept who you truly are. I wouldn't wish anyone down the path you set me and my family down. Not even my most disliked person now. You left me in the family you claim to love with a million unanswered whys. You left us with tears, insecurity, and so much doubt. Doubt in friendships, doubt in future relationships. I'm done carrying you, even in memory, as best as I am able. For what it's worth, thank you for introducing us to Girl Scouts. We love and truly cherish our family that we have made there. Thank you for your time with your child. We will always, always cherish the time and memories we had when they were here. After that, though, beyond those two things, what did you bring? Genuine love? Stability? Just heartbreak to every single member of the family you swore you loved. Maybe you'll never hear this. That's fine. It's really more for me anyway. But if there's any shred left of the person I thought I had loved, take a look inward. this is your sign. Be better for the next one. But whatever you do, it is finally no longer my business. You are no longer my business. I look forward to the rumors of your move to a new city. I look forward to no longer having to pray I don't run into you at a grocery store, at a stoplight. I am so ready to not have to watch my back so that we don't accidentally run into one another. I look forward to a world that feels normal again, free from the destruction that you brought into it. You took away the chance to say goodbye in person. And at this point, I'm choosing to be grateful for that. Now, we're at the end of the road. This book is done. Goodbye to whoever that was when he was here, when he was mine. Goodbye.